Choose Health with holistic health life coach Linda LaCoques, offering you advice to choose a lifestyle that benefits your body and your mind. Insights that help you choose health.
What does it mean to choose your health? In our life, we make all kinds of choices. And most of the time, we are led to believe that our health is something that is predetermined for us by our genes, by our DNA, by our heredity, and by various things that we have no control over. What if I told you that the principles of holistic health dictate that dependent upon what you put in your body will determine what the expression of your genes is? There's a lot of science that backs this up. You may be predisposed to certain kinds of illnesses based on your heredity or your genes or where your parents come from, what nationality you are, and things of that nature. But the expression of your DNA and the expression of those genes is determined by what you fuel your body with. My name is Linda LaCoques. My business is Life Support Holistic Health, and I'm here today to start off this podcast to go over the term holistic health. What is this? What does it mean? Where does it come from? What does this mean for you? So to answer some of those questions, because I get asked a lot, what does a holistic health coach actually do? To offer up an explanation, holistic health is actually an approach to life. Instead of focusing on individual illnesses or specific parts of the body, this approach considers the whole person and how that person interacts with their environment. It emphasizes connection of mind, body, and spirit. The goal is to achieve maximum well-being where everything is functioning at peak performance. With holistic health, people accept responsibility for their own level of well-being, and everyday choices are used to take charge of one's own health. So how was this approach developed? Well, holistic health is actually a very, very old form of medicine. Cultures from around the world have been using this for thousands of years. As far back as 5,000 to 8,000 years ago in India and China, living a healthy way of life in harmony with nature was a very commonplace thing. Even Socrates, 4th century BC, warned against treating only one part of the body. For only a part cannot be well unless the whole is well. Although the term holism was introduced in the 1920s, as a way of viewing living things as entities greater than and different than the sum of their parts, it wasn't until the 70s that holistic became a common adjective in our modern medical vocabulary. Scientific medical advances have created a dramatic shift in the concept of health in the 20th century. Germs have been identified as outside sources causing disease. Gaining health became the process of killing microscopic invaders with synthesized drugs. The general perception became one that allowed for getting away with unhealthy lifestyle choices, and modern medicine would fix those problems that developed as a result. However, for some conditions, medical cures have proven more harmful than the disease. In addition, many chronic conditions don't respond to scientific medical treatments at all. In looking for other options, people are turning back to the holistic approach of health and healing. Now, please don't mishear me, okay? I'm not saying that natural medicine and modern medicine are two completely different things that don't work well together. They do need to shake hands, okay? There is a time and a place for modern medicine, and it is necessary. If you have a broken bone, I'm not going to give you an herb to put on it. That would be foolhardy, and it would be kind of stupid. Go to the doctor, go to the hospital, have it set, get a splint, take some pain pills, okay? However, the majority of health ailments that we deal with in this day and age are caused by food-related problems. Okay, the problem is we're no longer eating food. We're eating food-like substances. Our food has become so polluted with chemicals and artificial colors and flavors and preservatives and all, even our natural foods, have so many pesticides and things of that nature on them that we are toxifying our body by microdosing it with these poisons every single day. So paying attention to what you put into your body is extremely important. Your food actually determines about 80% of what you look like and what you weigh. So if you are working out like crazy to make sure that you stay in shape, but you're not fueling your body correctly, you are eventually shooting yourself in the foot because it will catch up with you. You cannot train out a bad diet. When you do not have proper nutrition, your body no longer has the ability to heal itself. Everything you eat and drink is broken down and becomes the next generation of you at the cellular level. To have a poor diet is to have a sick body. To have a diet that is void of nutrition is creating a body that can no longer heal itself. So, every cell in your body has a finite lifespan. what your body uses to make new cells is the fuel that you give it. And so if you give it crap, you will eventually create crappy cells that no longer have the ability to support the functions that they're supposed to maintain, which is where you start to have issues like chronic inflammation. It's where a lot of cancers come from. Most cancers are foodborne illnesses. Okay, your cells don't have the ability to do the job they're supposed to do, and because they're overtaxed and they're not formed properly, then you start dealing with mutation, which starts causing tumors and all kinds of other problems that cascade after that. So, you know, holistic health is the process of starting with the root cause of the problem. So you can treat a headache with Tylenol, but it's almost the same exact thing as when the, let's say the oil light comes on in your car. Instead of changing the oil, you just unplug the light bulb. The problem hasn't gone away. It's still there. You just stopped the symptom that told you there was a problem. So if the reason you have a headache is because you're not drinking enough water and you're dehydrated, I don't care how much Tylenol you're going to take, you're going to need to take it every day. If you drink more water, however, the root cause of the problem is satisfied and is therefore remedied and goes away, instead of destroying your liver with the Tylenol. This is how holistic health looks at problems differently than modern medicine. As opposed to just taking a pill to remedy a problem, you look at the root cause, and once you find out what the root cause is, you treat that, and then the issues that are coming out as symptoms will start to dissipate on their own. You know, your body is made up of all kinds of parts, and making sure that all of those parts are functioning together in harmony is what I do best. Now that you have a better understanding of what holistic health is, I hope you'll join us in our next episode of this podcast as we move into discussing food, nutrition, and different body parts and body systems, and how all of these things work together from a holistic approach, as well as understanding them from a scientific and medical standpoint. Thank you for joining us, and I hope to see you next time.
This has been Choose Health with Linda LaCoux. Linda is a certified holistic health coach, bend instructor, and personal trainer with Life Support Holistic Health in Cookeville. She's available for your questions on Facebook and online at lifesupporthh.com.